It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
While speaking on ESPN, Jimmy Butler. Now, he's a Chicago Bull, right? Do I have that right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For now. Mm-hmm. I was like, remember how I was defending him a couple of months ago? Mm-hmm. I'm like, when there were trade rumors about him. Like, I think it's like a month ago now. Oh, caller number 19, 312-981-7200.
Hello, business.
Yeah, I had a little bit of, yeah, I had a little bit of a Manhattan, and look what happened.
But
I was defending him. And I was like, you know, this is a guy that the Bulls can build around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not so much.
I guess I'm wrong. I'm never wrong.
No win.
All right. Speaking to ESPN, Jimmy Butler talked about the team's win over the Celtics last night and the All-Star weekend. He says he's the internal problems that the Bulls have this season could be easily solved by one thing.
It could be. I don't know. I won't lie to you. But it looks that way when everybody's winning. Like I've always said, when you win, everybody looks good. Everything looks okay. It's when you lose and you hit adversity, that's when all the questions pop up. That's when all the rumors pop up.
Yes, that is true. Winning does solve everything. That's what I've been telling him the whole time. Jimmy Butler, loser. Big winner, Derrick Rose. Love the Knicks. Love their owner. I don't like Charles Oakley.
He's been banned.
Been banned.
Ban's been lifted.
Ban's been lifted. Wait, fake news. Ban's in forever. Cannot come to Mar-a-Lago.
Fake news. But sometimes when you get along, you win.
Jimmy Butler, though, says, what about those trade rumors?
I don't really pay attention to any of it. Like I always tell everybody, I try to control what I can control. That's one thing that's way out of my control. I think if I continue to win games for this organization, then I'll be here. If not, then I think they must do what they have to do.
Please send me to Cleveland. Please send me to Cleveland. Please send me to Cleveland.
Yeah, there's some rumors of a Boston Celtics deal there. To me, I don't have no idea why you would trade a superstar of his caliber. I wouldn't get it at all. In today's NBA, the name of the game is stockpile as many superstars as possible. Like what the Warriors have done, what Cleveland's done, what the Heat did with that trio. Butler's a top 10 player, top 15 player in the league. You're going to trade him? It's craziness.
Yeah. No. So many things just ain't right right now. I don't even know
that
where to begin.
Right.
That ain't right. And the Bulls kind of being not just a mess, but a dysfunctional mess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's just—it's too much.
When you hear talks that there's spies and things like that are in the locker room and relaying things to management, Gar, Pax, that whole weird dynamic that they have in the front office—that's not good.
Yeah. All right, checking in at
number 4,
Chris Christie says that Donald Trump made him order meatloaf at the White House. Christie and his wife Mary Pat. We're at the White House. Remember, he was actually on the Sunday morning shows, I think, last weekend, talking about how he was going to the White House and he was going to hang. He and Mary Pat and Melania and Donald have been, you know, family friends for a long time. Or I think he said Donald and fill in the blank. Whatever it was. Again, a joke that you make about me.
That's what I was not doing while I cleared my throat.
He said that while guest hosting on a New York
sports
talk radio station, that Trump pointed out the menu and told people, get whatever you want. Get whatever you want. Christie and I are having meatloaf.
This is what it's like to be with Trump. Okay. He says, there's the menu. You guys order whatever you want. And then he says, Chris, you and I are going to have the meatloaf.
He tells you what you're eating.
Yeah. And I said, well, so we're going to have the meatloaf. And he said, I'm telling you, the meatloaf is fabulous.
Did you have the meatloaf?
I did.
It's emasculating.
No, it's not.
Another man tells you what you're eating, you eat it? Not acceptable. I don't care who he is.
But it's the president.
It is the president, A.
And the president said, you're eating the meatloaf. Wouldn't you be like, I'm an adult, I'll get what I want, thank you?
I would go along with his recommendation.
You'd get the meatloaf.
Yeah, I mean, the guy eats there all the time. Awesome. You would think, and the meatloaf was good.
I would do anything for love.
Wrong meatloaf.
I won't do that.
Jam. Banger.
Oh, God. All right. It's sort of an interesting Sort of an interesting argument. That's an interesting debate that one can have.
I wouldn't take Trump as a meatloaf guy.
Really? I would imagine he is kind of a thinner palate. You know, I don't see him as a guy that's out going, you know, what we really need right now is some Vietnamese pho. You know, I don't see him doing that.
Well, it's an imported food. That's
I don't see, like, remember, it was the best taco bowl, you know, anywhere in the world. Burrito bowl.
Plus, I don't think his mom ever made him meatloaf. So
that's true.
Right.
Brings I like a good meatloaf. Home. I would have ordered the meatloaf. Yeah. Like on my own.
I just don't see him. I just don't see him being very experimental.
Can I get the small Heinz ketchup, please, in the little bottle?
So when they're doing like the shrimp Creole or something at the White House, they're always doing something like that to celebrate all 50 states.
That's an American food.
Right.
So he's okay with that.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's like, I don't know. It gives me gas.
Give me peanut butter and jelly.
I want the meatloaf. Right. Peanut butter and jelly.
Chicken fingers, please.
Cheese pizza. Where's the fried chicken? More fried chicken.
Right. So the glorified kids menu.
Right.
I feel like, though, Chris Christie could have ordered a second entree if he had wanted to.
He had the surgery, so it would come right out through his nose again if he had the...
But just he doesn't have to eat it. I mean, it's not like you had to RSVP with what you wanted, like at a wedding.
I go beef every time.
Well, yeah.
You would go. Would you do the meatloaf?
I don't know if I'd go meatloaf, but in terms of weddings, when I get that little card, I go beef all day.
I can see Kevin doing that. Mr. President, yeah, thanks, but how about a cowboy steak? You got a cowboy steak? Right.
Get a bone-in ribeye.
Yeah, bone-in ribeye. That'd be real good.
20-ouncer, maybe.
Yeah. Get a little surf and turf. You got something back there? got a little lobby? Huh? Yeah. Huh?
Oh, I'd rack up a huge tab on that. I'd go to town on that menu. Yeah.
How about some lamb chops? You got lamb chops back there?
Lamb chops? Yeah, throw them in there. Throw a rack of lamb in there. Why not?
As long as it's got the fancy little chef hats on each of the little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
It's got to be dressed properly.
Yeah. Although it said, I only have Trump steaks at the White House. White House is by now. So they're single-handedly resurrecting the Trump meat enterprise that was.
And Trump water.
Yes.
That was a thing.
Oh, my God. I wonder if they have Trump water at the White House.
I would assume.
Best water.
Best water.
It's a huge industry. We want
the best. We get it. It's the best Hudson River water available.
Most hydrating of all time.
Right.
It's bottled at the source.
Oh, man.
Coach John Fox could use some of that water.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up! Viola, I don't want you to do the WGN traffic trouble spots right now. Top 5 continues right here. Checking in at...
Number 3.
Look at this photograph.
Oh, wait a second. I don't understand this story at all, but I'm going to read it because I think it's crazy. There's an official at the Department of Defense that has apparently heard enough Nickelback. A memo has reportedly been issued banning the playing of terrible rock groups in the command post. Not just during work hours, it clarified, but at all times.
It's about time.
Yeah. Now, that's not just Nickelback. They also don't like Korn. They're also not gigantic fans of Slipknot. Or Smash Mouth. Or, and I think this one almost goes without saying as well, Creed. Now, details of this order have been redacted and smudged out, so it's difficult to verify the authenticity of the document. But we just thought it'd be fun to play the music.
What would they redact from that?
And we just I think that someone's having a little fun on the interwebs. There's not enough stuff to put out.
Yeah, well.
China, if you happen to find this memo, please put it out in its full form.
I'm surprised.
Russia.
Can't we just deport the bad bands?
I just like Jing, China.
China.
Let's hear. Checking in at
number 2.
In a new Funny or Die short, Donald Trump attempts to distract the American people from scandals in his administration by doing what he does best, bullying the media.
I called this news conference, and you're gonna flip over this. You're gonna love this. I called this news conference to distract the American people with some hilarious bullying.
Do you support the Day Without Immigrants protest happening?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think the immigrants should stay home, and that's what I tell Melania. And speaking of which, I mean, you look like you should stay home. Very brown. Very brown indeed. Next. 306. Okay? 306. That's the highest number of electoral votes since Ronald Reagan.
But Obama had more, Clinton had more, H.W. Bush. Why would
you
call
Abba, I will interrupt you until you shut your mouth.
Less funny if it weren't so true.
There it is.
So true. And so sad. Funny or Die. Do we have a nuclear weapon for them?
They're failing. Failing Funny or Die.
And finally.
Number one.
Jimmy Kimmel going to host the Oscars. So who better to give him a pep talk than Morgan Freeman?
James Jimmy Kimmel, a man on the precipice of hosting the Oscars. An opportunity to be the toast of the town. Or a chance to bomb so fantastically, everywhere he goes, people would say, look at Sucky Sucko. He had his shot, man, did he blow it in front of billions.
You know, this is not really helping, Morgan.
Well, fine. Do your own damn pep talk.
Let's close this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five.